It is that magical time of year, patrons, where Jordan and I compare how well our guesses are. We are going from episode 73.5, Kako and the False Detective, all the way to 77.5, Ginka and Luna. And for those who don't know or are trying to play along at home, you get 1 point for a guess that's right, half a point if your guess is kind of arguably right, and 0 points if you're flat wrong. Right now, I'm in the lead. We've tied twice in the last two episodes, so let's see if the third time's a charm. Oh, man, I know Jordan's definitely got some points on the board. This block.
This one's going to be hard because I barely remember these series.
Oh, it's okay. Well, let's kick things off with, from Kako and the False Detective, one character will be dead the whole time and we don't know till it's a big twist. There's actually the opposite where a character died and they were brought back to life because the author didn't know what to do. So that's minus a point for me, but not actually.
Yes. No, it's zero. It's just a zero.
Next, the main character has to try and solve a case without Ghost help, and he probably does a shit job at it. We can confirm for a fact, though, that Jordan, he definitely cannot solve anything without the help of the ghost. So do I get half a point for that?
When did we confirm that?
There's a time where he like tries to do detective work and he's like, fuck, I don't know what to do. I need the ghost to help me out.
Fine.
Nice. All right, finally, there will be some mysterious organization that's behind a majority of the crimes he has to defeat. Maybe why she's sealed in the school. That actually does happen, that there is a big bad that was behind her sealing. Because remember, it was that dude who, like, built a school on top of her shrine on purpose?
Yeah, not an organization, but it was a dude.
All right, you want me to half a point?
Yeah.
All right, remember that BDSM lady that was supposed to be like a big bag and she just doesn't matter?
No.
All right, Jordan, your guess is Kako will turn into a vengeful spirit and the main character has to bring her back to her senses. That never happens. She isn't even a ghost.
No.
But she is the best character of that series.
Yes. Let's see. Eventually, Kako will return to her home on Japanese Mount Olympus or whatever. Does that kind of happen?
No, because she just stays with him, and then her shrine was built over the school, so she doesn't like live in like a god palace thing.
All right, I'll give you that. One of the cases the main character couldn't find evidence for haunts him, and the perpetrator is very powerful and is after him.
So I don't think he has any unsolved mysteries, but some of the people he arrests actually do go after him. So would you like half a point?
Yeah.
Because that's actually a pretty unique element of the boy detective, where he actually has fallout of the people he sends to jail.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we have Champagne, Jordan's favorite series. There will be some sort of tournament arc.
No. That'd be something happening in the series.
Literally no other form of alcohol is drunk in this series. I think that is true. I don't think they drink anything but champagne.
No, I think that's true.
And they'll go to some sports event or something, just an excuse.
Nope.
That is not true. They're not like, oh, you drink champagne after a soccer game or whatever, which I was actually quite surprised that doesn't come up.
That would mean something happening in the series.
Jordan, you want to read yours off?
Yeah, let's see. We got Rin's champagne love is because it was the only shining light she had in her dark, depressing home. No, she's just an angel.
Yep.
They will go to France. Yes. Yes, I got it. I got it.
Most clear cut. That is right.
Yes. someone will mispronounce champagne in the last chapter again. I don't remember. I don't think that happens.
I don't think that happens. For Demon's Plan, this series will be pro-communism or at least socialism. They actually do talk quite a bit about workers' rights.
In the first chapter.
In the first chapter
that you read and made the guess based on.
In the second chapter.
Do they? A little bit.
They do talk about banding together, but it's fine. I'll take the zero.
Yeah.
Because it definitely doesn't become like socialist. Like, it's not like the red sprite of socialism.
No.
All right. Mine is angels will appear. They do not. And finally, the main character's armor covers his body completely at the end of the series as his final super form. He does actually be able to drastically expand it. It's not like a super form, but he does cover more of his body over time in the series. So can I get half a point for that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Boro will somehow work within the system to change it. No.
Nope, they kill all of the interesting political cop.
Yeah, it's one chapter when that happens. The series ends with a time skip. I don't think that happens.
It just ends. Literally makes you think there's another chapter and that's it. And Max, if you had to confirm with us, it just ends.
And there's an ultimate demon's plan. I straight up don't remember.
I think the demon's plan was like the name of like a bunch of demons. It wasn't like a strategy or a book or something.
I thought the demon's plan was the name of their individual powers.
Oh, fuck, that could be true. All right, so then, unfortunately, I still don't think that's the case.
I don't know. I mean, like, there's, like, an ultimate powerful king or something, but, like, I don't know. I'll take the zero on that. I don't fucking know.
Sorry, friend. From me, from Tokyo Demon Bride Story, hey, that's going to be me soon. We're going to meet a bunch of weird-ass demons that are our family. We don't meet a lot of her family, but we do meet her crazy aunt.
Yeah.
So is that one or half?
I'll give it to you, fuck it.
All right, OP will have to find a best man, but doesn't have any friends.
Nope.
No, but that would have actually been an interesting plotline.
Yeah.
The wedding will have a fun two-page spread, hopefully dancing and good vibes. No.
Nope.
All right, Jordan, how about you?
Frog Girl is also going to be in love with Jinta. Thankfully not.
What's with Frog Girls being the best characters in these series?
I know, right? Being a sacred blood gives Jinta dumb powers, does it? I don't think
he does. He just has like a strong conviction.
Yeah. Monica's parental figure will show up and demand that Jinta marry her or something. I think that's like half true. It's kind of...
Her aunt is effectively her mother, and her aunt didn't want her marrying him.
Oh, well.
Remember, he had to prove himself by like cutting off his finger or something?
Right. Okay.
Sorry, Jordan.
Damn.
Finally, from Ginka and Luna... One of the magicians is Luna's mom or dad.
No.
I don't know. Her mom is dead. I don't think her dad is mentioned. Luna is going to meet a bunch of magicians who think she's lame because she's from the mountains, and Ginka will have to cheer her up. That does not happen either.
Nope.
Finally, Ginka dies at the end like Jack Frost. That does not happen. It's actually Luna who actually suffers the most at the end of this series.
Yeah.
I still can't believe Michael Keaton was in that movie.
Yeah, right?
All right. And then, Jordan, how about your guesses?
There are going to be a lot of attempts at tension where Ginka is like about to melt.
I don't think that ever comes up.
I don't think that happens. The deer never shows up again, but I mean, like...
That was pretty obvious,
it's fine. I'm not even going to take that. Just honorary...
No, it's fine. You can
okay,
hit.
I get one. And Luna has to pass a magic exam. I don't think it's a magic exam.
Yeah, there's no exam. She's also insanely overpowered.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, let's take a look at this tally.
Yeah.
So, I was at 3.5 and you were at 2.5, so unfortunately, we are breaking that tie.
Damn.
I am up to an accuracy of 34%. You're at 28%. So we're, you know, still pretty good. I think getting around 1 in 4, 1 in 3 guesses is not bad given how shit these series are.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we're doing all right. I mean, this is, I think we're getting better. Well, looking at the tallies, no, it looks like we're getting worse, actually.
Actually, yeah, we actually did substantially worse.
This is like one of our worst performing ones.
I think this is, for me, this is my second worst ever episode.
Same with me.
But Jordan, though, this is so much fun. Thank you so much for being a great co-host.
Hell yeah, you too, dude.
All right. Well, thank you, patrons, for listening. I hope you have a great night. Anything else, Jordan?
Get out. Get out of my house.
All right. Bye.
Bye.